America Weekend.
What?
Hi.
You want me to say something?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I love doing that.
Hello.
Anyway, Carl.
Yes.
I love looking at you and saying, what?
What?
You know. Whatever
and that
works.
Puts me into
whatever
a well, what happened next.
When last we left, I love that's the old sequence or
yes.
a sequel to the old
wonderful
soap operas.
Soap opera mysteries.
When last we
yes.
left the Bickersons.
He was stuck in a closet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I was talking about a poem that I had written. We were talking about food and its values, and you should eat them, eat various types of foods
yes.
in sequence.
That's correct.
Okay, so here's the poem called What If.
Okay.
What if I awoke for dinner, and it began with sweet desserts? When I finished, I was thinner, in a season where all reverts. Where summer's cold and winter's hot, and night is bright and light time's dark, and bitter's sweet and sugar's not, arrival is a disembark. What if all praise did castigate, and dying was a special birth? Would going early then be late? And sadness then be seen as mirth? A wonder in this thought in verse, where everything is turned around, could nothing, Carl, be the universe, and all that's silent be profound?
Beautiful.
Yeah, but answer the question.
It is all part of the universe, and yes, it is all profound, to answer the question.
Wow, he did. He came up. You know, get an A, you go to the top of the class.
And I got a C in philosophy.
You did?
Anyway, I did.
No.
I was horrible at the course. That's what happens when you get C at the last course before you graduate as a 26-year-old senior, and you're ready to get on with your life.
You know, sometime, though, we're going to have to tell the story of you and how you did that. I mean, you're a graduate of Columbia University.
That's correct.
Yeah, in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy school to get into.
No.
And you didn't really have a lot of academic credentials prior when getting out of high school.
According to Dr. Brown, God rest his soul, I had none.
But then, I mean, you went on, you served your country in Vietnam for 2 terms.
That's correct.
And and then you kind of got wisdom.
Yes, I did. And Vietnam is a place where you grow up very, very quickly.
Well, you know, we should talk about that sometime because I think your story might be an inspiration for a lot of people out there who don't come to an understanding of their own need to learn until later on in life.
Well, I would like to. And I'd be delighted to enter into that conversation. I was dyslexic, and I didn't know it, and that was one of the problems. I just didn't know it. And
did you know it when you were in the service?
No. I didn't find out until 3 days before I graduated. 3 days before.
Before you graduated?
College.
College, okay.
I took a test for autism. I was the control factor, and my social psychology, who now is a PhD in that area and written many books, say, you failed the test. I said, how could I fail the control factor test? He says, you have dyslexia.
Hmm.
And I'd gone through all that education. But in the Army, I learned the value and the wonder of learning. And what a strange place. What a strange place to figure that one out.
It is unusual to be able to say that from a conflict situation.
Yes. You learn that there's much more that you need to know and that you don't know anything. And that is the start of wisdom. Learning, the wanting to learn, is the beginning of wisdom.
But you must have a source. And in a foxhole, you there's not many sources for learning.
I'll be damned if I knew what it was, because to this day I still don't.
Yeah.
The first book I read that made sense to me was Advise and Consent, Morris L. West. That is the first book I read that made sense to me. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
And I was 21 years old.
Well, you know, we have a guest coming up with something different, but let's table this and talk about it perhaps in a later segment.
I'd like to. I really would.
Okay.
I think it can help an awful lot of people in the same situation. This is Carl Sabatino with Rollin Smith, America Weekend. You're listening to On the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This flame-throwing all-star was one of the most dominant relievers during his career. He collected 314 saves in just 9 seasons and helped the San Francisco Giants win the 2002 National League pennant.
Double play, and this one is over! And Rob Nen with a big hug to Benito Santiago.
So where is Rob Nen now? After the 2002 World Series, Rob underwent multiple shoulder surgeries and rehab for 2 years. His hope was to keep playing, but he finally retired in 2005. Rob's been a spring training instructor and occasional front office assistant for the Giants, but mostly he works with kids, his own and the junior Giants.
It's definitely fun to give back to the kids and have a chance to be around them. They've given their support to us for so long, and I think now it's time for us to support them and help them any way we can.
A straight pitch from Rob Nen. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute in Amon Town.
Stephen Mann, Wiley, Texas. Just bought a new bike. We'll go down to Rick Fairless's Stroker there in Dallas.
The TV show.
That is where they film the reality show. Yeah.
Stroker's Dallas, a great place to go today on American Biker Minute.
Get set for spring with a free Lancome gift exclusively at Macy's. Receive new Visionaire, Definisil, and Biofacil. Choose a day cream blush and gloss duo in a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional duo. Visit your Lancome counter today only at Macy's.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute bought a bike from Rick Fairless.
I actually bought it from Rick, and they were interviewing Rick on TV, and Kim didn't know that they were doing it, and she walked right by the camera. And Rick goes, "You didn't see that camera?" He goes, "No." He goes, "Well, it looks like you're going to be on TV, dude."
Rick lost the show.
Even though the show's canceled, he still is real active in bike runs and rallies and supporting just local bikers. Give them a place to go and a place to come cool off, place to get a beer or whatever, and it's a great place to go.